To each of the graduating class, I extend my congratulations and commendation for your achievements and my encouragement for your future work and service, knowing that many of you have excelled in your academic work and that all of you have had opportunities to be instructed in things that are spiritual and doctrinal, as well as academic. My congratulations extend also to the members of the administrators and the faculty of Brigham Young University, and certainly also to your parents and spouses and others who have provided assistance and encouragement to you along the way. Now, it has been suggested to me that I comply with the dictates of custom and offer a few brief words to conclude these commencement exercises. In years gone by, many students have entered these portals to devote themselves to study and hard work under the direction of men and women who have faith in God and an interest in serving others. Then came the time when they were graduated and scattered far and wide. Their lives have been benefited by the time spent on this campus, and it has blessed their families. The contributions they are making in the communities where they now live are helping to make a better world. Surely this was the hope and the dream of those who established the institutional guideline. Enter to learn, go forth to serve. Now comes the day that you follow after those who have preceded you. And as you leave, our wishes for you are the same as for them, that the teachings of this university will always remain a guiding influence in your lives wherever you go, and the principles you have learned will direct your own footsteps and be shared with others. How proud you should be of this institution, where the teaching of education is coupled with the teaching of spirituality and spiritual values by persons who have a belief in God and a testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You have a great advantage over others because you have gained not only an education, but an added dimension of spirituality that comes from a knowledge of an application of the fullness of the restored gospel. Given the conditions in the world today, if we want to conserve our nation, its economy, security, and everything near and dear to us, we must focus an increased amount of time and interest on strengthening our human values. A nation is not made great by its fruitful acres, its great forests, its rich mineral deposits, but by the men and women who develop these resources, who cultivate the farms, fell the trees, and operate the mines. That nation is greatest which develops most carefully its people by instilling within their hearts a dedication to the loftiest ideals of the human race. But what is the role of the university? The question is being asked, is education failing to form desirable traits of character? If it is failing, it is failing in what is one of its chief purposes. Again, you can be proud of the school you have attended, where education has been coupled with spirituality to build character. You may be successful in the fields for which you have planned your education, but to find true happiness in your endeavors and real success in your life, you need to add to your education the elements of spirituality that you have learned here by following in the footsteps of the Master. This will produce the well-balanced individual you hope to become. We know commencement is a day of mixed emotions. Sadness in leaving the place where you've loved to be, and gladness that the task has been completed. Our wish for you is that the teaching and example of great teachers and school administrators of Brigham Young University will remain in your hearts always to give you guidance. May the Lord bless you always, is our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.